Today we have a plethora of saints that are over us and protecting us. And of course, if you noticed, if you were following in your missal, as you're supposed to be, the collect of today's Mass mentions the feast of Saint Cosmas and Saint Damian, brothers, two doctors, who were martyrs also. And the reason is not that it's their feast, actually, but the station church of today, every day of Lent, has a stational church. The station church of today is their church, the Basilica of Saints Cosmas and Damian in the Roman Forum. A beautiful, beautiful basilica, which, of course, in the past, I have visited hundreds of times. And so also, we see their example and their fidelity to the faith. In addition to that, the secondary feast of today is that of the bishop and doctor of the church, St. John of Damascus, John Damascene. And of course, he's one of the later Eastern doctors of the church. And one of the reasons why he is so important and so famous is because, along with the great sermons that he preached and so forth, he also stood for and against the heresy of iconoclasm. And the emperor in Constantinople had forbidden all sacred images, statues and pictures and crucifixes, anything like that. Of course, he had no right to do that, but on top of that, it was contrary to the Catholic faith, as we still maintain to this day. St. John Damascene, along with many others, stood firm in opposing him. Of course, many others were martyred. And you'd think, well, it's not so important. It's such a big deal that you have a statue or a picture. Well, they thought it was important enough that they died for that particular facet of the faith. The faith is not just one thing. We don't pick and choose what we want to follow or what we don't want to follow. It's all or none. And some of them died because of it. St. John Damascene was not called to die, but he nevertheless was at odds with those authorities that claimed the right to forbid it. And eventually, of course, this was done away with and the church was restored. In the East, this never happened in the West. This was the beginning of the dissolution of the church, East and West, which, of course, we still have today with the so-called Orthodox churches that do not follow the fullness of the Catholic faith. And, of course, again, it is not whatever you want. It is all or none. And third of all, another saint who is not in the Missal, but he is in the Martyrology, and it's always been one of my favorite saints because of the great lesson that he teaches, and I've used this in the past for some of my spiritual children who sometimes were not so want to be obedient. We have the Feast of St. John of Egypt, who lived in the 4th century, very soon after his maturity, he became an anchorite, a hermit, and in different places, and he was known and praised by many because of this, and had followers because of this. But one of the things I like the most about his life, and which is very important for us to understand and take in, all the virtues that he practiced to perfection, but one above all is that for which he is known, and that is the virtue of obedience. It was so high that his spiritual director would tell him to do this, that, or the other, and he would do it. And one time, his spiritual director told him, gave him a stick of wood, and he says, "You shall stick this in the ground, and you shall water it till it produces flowers." And of course, everybody thought this was insane. What does he think he's saying? He wants the impossible. Well, St. John of Egypt, he may have thought that, but he obeyed. There's no disobedience where there is a real saint. And so he went every day with a can of water and watered this stick. And nothing happened for a long time. And by that time, you would have thought, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm not doing this anymore. He persevered. He persevered. And then one day, he came to the stick, and lo and behold, it was full of blossoms. His obedience, his perseverance, brought forth the fruit of that virtue, which is so very, very important. The vice of disobedience brings forth destruction and ruin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.